If I had to pinpoint one specific habit that has helped keep me on track of both my professional and personal priorities, it is creating a daily to-do list. The act of spending 5 minutes every morning before I start my day and getting clear on what today's highest priorities are helps give me clarity on what I need to focus on so I can eliminate any and all other distractions. I move from one task to the next without any resistance, and it is a beautiful dance. By the end of the day, I feel accomplished, satisfied, and proud of the work that I got done that day. In today's podcast, I want to discuss the challenges we face when we don't create a list, my personal approach to creating them, the importance of a 24-hour mindset, and how to approach creating your own list. So what does life look like without a to-do list? Not one you nor I want to live. Lack of organization. Without a to-do list, tasks may become disorganized and scattered, making it difficult to keep track of what needs to get done. Overwhelm and stress. The absence of a structured plan can lead to feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of tasks, causing stress and anxiety. Procrastination. Without clear priorities, there's a higher likelihood of procrastination as it's challenging to decide which task to tackle first. Missed deadlines. Without a systematic approach to managing time, deadlines may be overlooked, leading to missed opportunities or negative consequences. Reduced productivity. Lack of prioritization can result in spending time on less important tasks while neglecting more critical ones, leading to decreased overall productivity. Memory strain. Relying solely on the memory to keep track of tasks can lead to forgetfulness, causing important responsibilities to slip through the cracks. Ineffective time management. Without a to-do list, it's challenging to allocate time appropriately to each task, leading to inefficient use of time and energy. Difficulty in goal achievement. Goals may be challenging to achieve without a clear plan and roadmap, hindering personal and professional development. Lack of accountability. Without a to-do list, it is easier to avoid taking responsibility for tasks, leading to a lack of accountability for one's actions. Strained relationships. Personal and professional relationships can be affected if commitments and promises are forgotten due to the lack of task management. Poor work-life balance. Without a to-do list, it can be challenging to separate work and personal life, leading to an imbalance that may negatively impact well-being. And lastly, missed opportunities. Failing to prioritize and plan may result in missing out on potential opportunities or failing to capitalize on existing ones. Having a to-do list helps address these issues by providing a structured framework for managing tasks, setting priorities, and achieving goals. It serves as a valuable tool for personal and professional success, promoting efficiency, organization, and a sense of control over one's responsibilities. Over the years, I have tested various approaches to managing my to-do list. However, the current system that I have in place works best for me, and I will continue using it until it no longer serves me. When I start my workday at my computer, I open up a blank Notion page to create my daily to-do list. I prefer using digital tools because it allows me to access my list from different devices and eliminates the risk of losing it. I divide my tasks into two categories, primary and secondary tasks. Primary tasks are essential for my business and include activities such as writing podcast scripts, brainstorming brand partnership concepts, conducting coaching calls, and creating courses. These tasks contribute significantly to my business and are usually ones I cannot or do not want to outsource. Secondary tasks are a mix of personal and professional activities. They can range from responding to emails and texts to catching up with family or friends, doing laundry, or taking the dogs for a walk. These tasks are important, but they may not be directly tied to my business. To create my daily list, I consider what is on my calendar for the day, and I arrange the task in order in which I plan to complete them. So for example, today's list looks like work on this solo podcast, send out a newsletter, brand partnership post, create content with Kate, catch up on emails, call with Greg, and then dinner with Zach and Danny. I follow this list sequentially and focus solely on the task at hand without thinking about the next one until the current task is completed. During each task, I activate focus mode on my phone to minimize distractions and I stay focused. Every 90 minutes, I take a break to stand up. During these breaks, I try my best to avoid scrolling on social media. If I think of an important task that is not a priority for the day but still needs to be done, I add it to a separate running to-do list that serves as a second brain to track and store tasks that require attention at some point. When the time is appropriate, I schedule these tasks on my calendar and include them in my respective day's to-do list. One of the most important mindsets that I've embraced is focusing on the present moment and the task at hand when creating and completing my daily to-do list. It can be overwhelming to look at the big picture and all the tasks that need to be done. However, breaking them down into smaller steps makes it much easier for me to accomplish them. Therefore, I find joy in both small and large achievements. They hold equal value to me because I believe that the process is more significant and valuable than the end results. By thinking and operating in this manner, I've consistently stayed on track and crossed off numerous items from my to-do list. This has ultimately allowed me to achieve significant goals. Two important lessons that I've learned along the way are being realistic about what I can accomplish in a day and setting a fixed start and end time for work. Being realistic about my daily goals sets me up for success. Even if there are only 7 tasks on my to-do list for that day, I feel fulfilled when I check off each of them, knowing that I feel accomplished because I set out for everything and I intended to do and I got them done. If I were to make that longer list, hoping to accomplish more, I would end up feeling like the day was a failure because of all of the unfinished tasks. Establishing a fixed start and end time for work creates a sense of urgency, which helps me stay productive. Without the structure, I would lack the motivation to complete tasks in a timely manner, resulting in procrastination. Creating a to-do list is a personal process, and there are several decisions that you can make to tailor it to your preference and needs. Here are some key decisions to consider when you're creating your own to-do list. Number one is paper or digital. Decide whether you prefer a traditional paper to-do list or a digital one using apps or software. Some people find the act of physically writing things down helpful, while others appreciate the convenience of digital tools. Number two is choice of tool or app. If you do opt in for a digital to-do list, choose a tool or an app that aligns with your preferences. There are various options available, such as To-Do List, Trello, Microsoft To-Do, simple note-taking apps, or Notion like I use. Number three, task categorization. Decide how you want to categorize your tasks. You might organize them by project, priority, due date, or urgency. This helps in creating a clear structure for your to-do list. Number four, daily, weekly, or monthly planning. Determine the time frame for your to-do list. Some people prefer daily lists to stay focused, while others plan their tasks for the entire week or month. Choose a time frame that suits your workflow. Number five, prioritization method. Choose a method for prioritizing tasks. This can include using a numbering system, color coding, or symbols to indicate the importance or urgency of each task. Number six, time blocking. Decide whether you want to incorporate time blocks into your to-do list. This involves allocating specific blocks of time to different tasks, helping you manage your time more effectively. Number seven, flexibility and adaptability. Consider how flexible you want your to-do list to be. It's important to be adaptable to unexpected changes, so leave room for adjustments and additions as needed. Number eight, regular review. Decide on a regular review schedule. Set aside time daily or weekly to review and update your to-do list, ensuring that it remains relevant and aligned with your goals. Number nine, incorporating personal and professional tasks. Determine whether you want to do a combination of personal and professional tasks on the same to-do list, or do you want to keep them separate? This decision can depend on your preference for integrated or segmented planning. Number 10, long-term goals. Consider how your to-do list aligns with your long-term goals. Ensure that your daily or weekly tasks contribute to the broader objectives that you have set for yourself. And number 11, experimentation adjustments. Don't be afraid to experiment with different approaches. Your to-do list is a tool that should evolve based on what works best for you. Be open to making adjustments as you learn more about your preferences and workflow. Remember that the key is to find a system that suits your individual needs and helps you stay organized or productive. Regularly reassess and adjust your to-do list approach based on your experiences and changing priorities. Questions from the community. John asks, I adjust my list midday because of unforeseen setbacks. Is that normal or poor planning? That's completely normal. And I'm glad to hear that you are giving yourself permission to make adjustments as needed. The goal of a to-do list is to identify what we want to accomplish in the day ahead and provides us with guidelines to follow. However, when something urgent arises, we have to be at peace with the fact that we may need to readjust our schedules for that day. This is completely normal and okay to do. Frank asks, how do you define which tasks are the most important? As for me, I constantly assess what needs to be done based on deadlines. So today, writing and producing this podcast episode is one of my top priorities. Tomorrow, I'll be focused on a completely different set of tasks. It's important to ask yourself, what are the 3 to 5 most important things that I can do today and focus solely on them? While there is always more to do, prioritize the most important tasks and save the rest for tomorrow and the following days. So here's a 7-day to-do list kickstart challenge for you. The objective is over the next 7 days, I want you to embark on a journey to boost your productivity and enhance your organization skills by creating and actively using a daily to-do list. So day one is going to be the setup. Start by choosing a to-do list format that suits you, digital app, paper, etc. Write down 3 tasks that you've been meaning to complete, but you haven't done so yet. Day two, prioritize with purpose. Review your list from day one and prioritize the tasks. Identify the most important one and mark it as your priority for the day. Add 2 more tasks that need attention. Day 3, time management challenge. Assign estimated times for each task on your list. Use time blocking techniques to allocate specific time slots for your tasks throughout the day. Day 4, break it down. Take a complex or larger task and break it down into smaller, actionable steps. Add these steps to your to-do list. Day 5, reflect and refine. Reflect on your experience so far. What worked well? What could be improved? Adjust your to-do list format or strategy based on your reflections. Day 6, include a personal goal. Introduce a personal goal or task to your to-do list. It could be related to self-care, learning something new, or spending time with loved ones. And day 7, celebrate progress. Review your entire week's to-do list and celebrate the tasks that you've successfully completed. Identify any patterns or habits you developed and acknowledge the positive changes. Head over to bobbyhobert.com to learn more about my weekly newsletter, digital courses, or my one-on-one coaching program. One thing that I'm excited that I'm working on right now is a Design Your Life course that is going to be everything that I talk about in these podcasts and my one-on-one coaching. And I'm truly creating something that is going to help you design a life for yourself that aligns with both your professional and personal priorities. If that's of interest to you, I highly suggest you get on the wait list to stay informed. Hopefully that will be coming out at the end of March. So please keep an eye out for that. The best way to support this show is screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening in on. Post it to your IG story. Tag me at Bobby. That's B-O, 3 B's, 4 A's and a Y. Share this podcast in your IG story. Let me know, what was the biggest takeaway? How did this episode change your perspective? How are you going to approach creating your to-do list differently? By you sharing it out, it helps the show, but it also might help that one person that follows you that might be struggling with their own to-do list. So please do so today. If you've not yet already rated the show and you're a Spotify listener, we're at 4.9 ratings across 137 reviews. Let's try to get that up to 150 ASAP. So please, it takes 2 seconds to do. Drop a review when you have a moment today. And if you're an iTunes listener, we are at a 4.8 out of 95 rating. So please leave a review there. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.